Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp very own and first podcast here on campus. We are mid-adults session. This is going to be number 15. This is going to be show number 15. And as always, before we get started, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. In the podcast studio, we have a very special guest joining us here. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Liz Scarry from Portland, Oregon, and, well, actually, Tiger, and I have been coming to Enchanted Hills since 1963, and I missed a few years, but I really enjoy coming up and getting a chance to meet a lot of new people and enjoy the activities.
Nice. Liz, you've been coming as long as I've been here. I've known you as a camper, getting to know you these past couple of years. You are a musician, are you not?
Yes, I am. I play piano, and I have an organ, which I got back in November, and I'm really enjoying it. And what it is it's a double keyboard and pedals, and I'm really enjoying it a whole lot. I got it from my sister's in-laws who live in the Dalles, Oregon. They couldn't take it with them, so they gave it to me, and I'm enjoying it.
That's an excellent story. Are you able to use the foot? Can you do the foot and both keys at the same time?
Well, I'm experimenting right now.
Oh, you're in the experimental phase.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about it? Are you learning?
Yes, I am.
And you're playing every day?
Yes, I am.
Is there something, a piece of music or a couple of pieces of music that you love playing on the organ that's getting you in organ shape?
Well, I like to play Mitch Miller tunes, and I like to play show tunes, which I also do on the piano, and I also like to do a little, not Bumble Boogie, but I also like to, you know, make up stuff on my own, too.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of expression. Improv, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Do you have any formal musical training?
Yes, I learned from a lady teacher when I was in sixth grade, and then when I was in seventh grade, I had a piano teacher who taught another blind girl who played by ear. She had the gift of playing by ear, and somebody recommended that I have him for a teacher. And when he taught the fingering and everything else on the piano.
Did he make it more accessible for you?
He did. Well, one of them is finger position.
Did he actually put your fingers in the positions so that you could feel it, or was it explained?
Well, both. It was explained to me on the tape, and then he showed me when we got together, so it was a little bit of both.
Got you. And then you got a feel for it as you were approaching music and learning more about it, I'm assuming, yes?
That's correct.
Okay. And how long did that go on for? Several years?
Or? Well, it did go on for several years, and then I guess he retired.
Got you. And you just kept playing music ever since?
I have.
You've been playing music since then your whole life, pretty much?
Yes, I have.
Yes. And you perform at the talent shows here?
Yes, I do.
Is it a secret what you're playing this year? We have our talent show tomorrow night, which would be Tuesday. Is it a secret, or do you want to tell the world what you're going to perform?
I am going to tell the world. I'm going to play one of the selections from Charade. It's a syncopated tune.
Very nice. And we're actually going to do a review podcast of the talent show. So we will be talking about all the wonderful performances after the talent show. We'll probably get a podcast in on Wednesday. And we're looking forward to hearing you perform your tune. Tell me what you've been enjoying this year. What's going on with you here at Enchanted Hills Camp? Let's talk about that for a second. What's really getting you excited this year about Enchanted Hills Camp?
Well, what's really getting me excited about Enchanted Hills Camp is the jazz choir, and the concert last night really got me excited. excited because I love Broadway shows.
Okay.
I almost said Broadway shoes.
This is Broadway shows. You got to put on your Broadway shoes to go to the Broadway shows, right, ladies?
Yeah, I guess you do. Only my Broadway shoes are wearing out, so I'll have to get new ones.
You have to get new ones. That's excellent. Let's tell everybody kind of what happened yesterday. We had a group come. I think they're musicians from all over. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't looked into it a ton. But they call Singing for Seniors is the name of the group. And they come in very enthusiastic and very professional. And they sing an assortment of show tunes. They take turns. Some of them, they sing duets. They do a little acting, a little role-playing from some of these shows. Do you remember some of the songs they did, Liz?
Yeah, some of them.
Share a couple, because I'm not super familiar with show tunes, but I know they did something from Guys and Dolls. What else? Do you remember?
Well, one of them that I can remember is... I'm trying to remember right now.
They sang one of them.
Good night, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
The milkman's on his way.
Nice.
It's Lullaby.
Yep.
Of Broadway.
There you go.
That's
what
it
was. That's what it was. Was that how they finished the show, right? We all sang along with them?
Yes, and I got a Braille copy of it.
Yes. So then at the end, the climax of the show is they hand out Braille and large print copies of the song that they're going to sing, and they go through the room with this enthusiastic Broadway attitude and get everybody to sing. They sat and talked with everybody after the show. They took pictures. It was an amazing professional performance, and I enjoyed it as much as you did, Liz, for sure. It was really good, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Right on. Singing for Singers. Shout out to them from Enchanted Hills Camp on podcast number 14 with Liz Carey. All right, Liz, tell me, we talked about the music and we got all that. Now tell me, well, when you're at home in Oregon, we don't have too many Oregonians. Oregonians, is that what you are up there? Oregonians?
Oregonians.
Uh-huh. coming down here, what do you do for fun in Oregon?
Well, what I do for fun is I walk with friends, and I go to social activities at our clubhouse up the street. We have different things go on. One of them is a 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, that's happening soon.
And then we're also having, we have different things during the year, like a baked potato feed. That is by our neighborhood watch person.
Nice.
And then we also have a chili feed and all kinds of things.
All
I
kinds
think
of
I'm
events.
Making you hungry. But
yeah,
anyway.
I am hungry. It is before dinner.
And then also I go to a Bible study with my friends. And there's a neighbor that I really have become close to. Her name is Suzanne Anderson.
Nice.
And she and her daughter pick me up for a lot of these things. But
nice.
If she can't pick me up, then her daughter can.
Nice. That's good.
And she was school secretary for the Portland schools for 26 years.
Wow. Okay. So there's some history there. That's nice. So thanks for sharing all this. I'd like to point out that last year we made our movie Happy Campers. Do you remember that movie we made?
I remember that.
Yeah. And it turns out that Liz came in and recorded a nice piano tune. Yeah?
I did.
And we used that piano tune as the soundtrack for our Happy Campers movie. So if you go to my YouTube channel or my website, masceo.net or Maceo Williams YouTube channel, and you watch Happy Campers, just know that our lovely Liz Carey played the soundtrack for that film, which was the videography project for the adults last year. This year, guess what we're doing? We're podcasting, and you're a part of that, aren't you?
That's right.
Right, so you've done both of my activities last year and this year. It's been an honor and a blessing to have you in here in the podcast room and to talk to the whole world about Liz Carey, Enchanted Hills Camp, and Oregons. Oregonians and Oregons. Everybody, go out and buy some Broadway shoes. It's worth it, okay? Right, Liz?
Right.
Okay, thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Everything EHC. Is there anything else you want to say, Liz?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I am having a great time this year.
Good.
And I'm grateful to the whole staff, and I'm also grateful for all the friends that I've made here over the years.
Nice. I appreciate those comments very much. And in fact, if I was able to formulate an opinion, I would say that this is probably one of the best Enchanted Hills starts ever. Right?
Right.
Okay, so where is the place to be?
EHC's the place to be!
Thank you for listening to Everything EHC Podcast here at Maceo.net, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you, Liz Carey.
Thank you.